They said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. So they were believers, but they didn't know about the Holy Ghost. Can a person believe and not have the Holy Ghost?
Absolutely.
Amen. Do you automatically receive the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, when you believe?
No.
Because we can see through the Scripture that they're distinct and separate experiences. According to the Bible, is just being a believer enough to be saved?
No.
No, it's not. So Acts chapter 19 and verse number 3 says, and he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John barely baptized to the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Did those baptized by John's baptism have to be rebaptized?
Yes.
The answer is yes. Verse number 16. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Was receiving the Holy Ghost accompanied by the initial evidence of speaking in other tongues? Again, the answer is yes. You know when you have the Holy Ghost, you know, because there is a distinct experience of that happens to you.
Yes.
Again, was receiving the Holy Ghost separate and distinct from believing and separate from being baptized? The answer is yes. But many people of our religious society today don't understand that. And so whose responsibility? Do you realize that every church that does not preach this truth is there for the will of God's sake? They are the will of God. And here's why. Because there needs to be a certain sound of truth that people will recognize the difference between truth and error. So those churches are there as a will of God to let this light of our shine, truth, far surpass what they have.
Yeah, right.
Now you see, I know that what I'm doing is teaching here, and that's another thing that Pentecost has gotten away from. They've gotten away from teaching and gone into a whole lot more preaching to pump you up, to prop you up, to push you up, get you all excited. Let me tell you something. What I'm doing here today has had more of a profound impact on my life.
Right.
Amen.
By just teaching than any of those times. Now, don't get me wrong. Those times that we had the shouting, screaming services, man, it felt good. But I'm going to tell you, those things always faded away.
Yeah. Right.
They always faded. But word is what has kept.
Amen.
The teaching of God's word. So when I heard somebody say, oh, you don't have to do that. Anybody ever been told that before? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not necessary. You see, when you live on hype of emotion, and that's okay to have emotion. I'm not against it. But if you live on those type of things, when somebody tells you, oh, you don't have to have that, you're going to go, oh, well, maybe I don't have to go to that church. Maybe I can go over here. I can go over there. Man, they're always juking and jiving and doing this and da-da-da-da-da. They don't ever feel conviction. They don't ever feel the Word of God pressuring them, if I can use that word pressure, pressuring them to change their lifestyle. They're never challenged by the Word of God. I want to be challenged by the Word. We have found that the apostles preached the following message. The life of Christ, his death and his resurrection. Repentance from sin and belief in Jesus Christ. Baptism in water by immersion.
in the name of Jesus Christ and receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, which will be accompanied by speaking in other tongues. Now let us go just a touch further and see what the apostles had to say about the message of salvation they preached. We can do that by going to the letters in which were written to their converts. First of all, 1 Peter chapter number 4. Girls, you ready? 1 Peter chapter number 4, verse 17. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. I like that. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end of them be that obey not the gospel of God? Paul answers this question in 2 Thessalonians chapter number 1, verse number 7. He said, and to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and conjunction brings us together, that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Now, there's some that are going to know God because you can believe in Jesus and not be saved. You can believe that Jesus is the Messiah and still not be saved because you didn't obey the gospel. Who shall be punished? Those that didn't obey, that don't know God, with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Paul warned them against false doctrine in Galatians chapter 1, verses 6, verse 6 through 9. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. This is why people that have heard the truth never can go anywhere else and accept it as truth. Because once you hear this gospel, you cannot go to another gospel. He said in verse 7, which is not another. But there are some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel. They're going to twist the gospel by saying things like, that's not necessary. You don't have to do that. Yeah. Oh, they just want to control your life. They just don't want you to have no fun.
Really?
No, I'm having the time of my life.
Right.
Man,
yep.
Man, I'm having the time of my life. I'm doing everything I want to do. I said, I'm doing everything I want to do.
Yeah.
Amen. There's nothing like being in the will of God, knowing what God wants. There's nothing like having a clean conscience. There's nothing like feeling the purity of your heart. There's nothing like never having to look back over your shoulder. There's nothing like feeling like, hey, if he comes right now, so be it, I'm ready. Let's get out of here and come to Lord Jesus. There's nothing like the feeling of not having to wonder where I'm going to go.
Right.
Man, there ain't nothing like it. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you, that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if a man preach any other gospel unto you that ye have received, let him be accursed. Make sure he's preaching the word of God. So they warned that that was going to happen. There was going to be people that were going to take the gospel and pervert it. What James say? Verse 21, James chapter number 1. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word. Like I said in our Bible reading program earlier this morning, I want the word of God to be engrafted on the tables of my heart. It said, which is able to save your soul. And he
didn't stop there. He said, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So just because you hear truth doesn't mean you're saved.
Right.
Just because you know that's what you're supposed to do, and that's what, and you know that that's right, doesn't mean you're saved.
Right.
You've got to do the word also.
Right.
Right. Nothing like this Bible. Right. To know it, to love it, to cherish it.
Romans 8:9 said, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Would you stand? If any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. I know I've said it before. I will say it again. I'll let you get your stretches out. But the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. I understand so very well this morning that just because I got the Holy Ghost 1988 does not mean that I haven't had to keep it going.
Amen.
Because there's been some times in my life that I didn't keep that Holy Ghost on fire, and I didn't do right. I didn't live right. I didn't act right. I didn't talk right. So you may have had the Holy Ghost, and I said had, and God's not sorry that He gave it to you, but if you don't keep it refreshed and renewed constantly, you're going to find yourself believing a lie, listening to fables, listening to the voices of the world, telling you things that are necessary, where the Word of God says they're necessary, and the world is going to tell you that's not necessary. There's some great things that I thank God for, that He fills our children at a young age with the Holy Ghost. But yet at the same time, there's an anxiety that it puts inside of me too, because they get to be teenagers and they got the Holy Ghost when they were so young and so innocent. So in so many ways, so pure. And then they grow up and they get to be teenagers and this is all they know, and they think that there's something else more. And what they've experienced at a young age, God gave them something so precious, so valuable at a young age. But they don't realize the value. And because I was one of them that got the Holy Ghost at 14 years old, but I've been in church since I was 6. I am a product of one of those that was raised on a church pew, heard the messages over and over and over again, and floundered back and forth and struggled and tried to find what I was really supposed to do and live it for God and so on and so forth. I was one of those young people. And I had to find Calvary in a totally different way than some others did. There's some others that you had to find Calvary in a totally different way. And I understand there's some young people even here that you were raised in church and you backslid and went away from God and you got into drugs and drinking and illicit relationships and everything else. And thank God He saved you, gave you another opportunity to come back. But I'm not like that. Had any alcohol past these lips. I haven't done any drugs. I haven't had any illicit relationships. I haven't had any of those type of things. But I still had to find my own Calvary.
That's
That's right.
I still had to struggle and find my own case. Much different. Much different than somebody else that has been involved in the drug world and been involved with illicit relationships and been involved in false doctrine. It's much different.
I'm not going to say it's harder, or I'm not going to say it's easier. Some might say, well, it's easier. Well, I've been on that side of the fence, and I wouldn't say that. But I'm not going to say that yours is easier. It was just different. I had to find a Calvary for myself. I had to find that really this Holy Ghost that we have is the most fantastic thing or promise that God could have ever given us. And though I may not have put a premium on it in stages and periods of my life, I put the highest premium on the Holy Ghost today than I've ever done before. Because I know it's the only thing besides knowing my Bible that has kept me saved.
Right.
That has kept me in the way. That has kept me from going out and fulfilling the lust of my flesh. From doing the things that I want to do. But let me ask you some questions today. Do you believe that the Word of God is true and it still judges today? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior of the world? Do you believe that it's necessary to repent, to turn from your sins and give your life to God? Do you still believe that today?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe that water baptism in the name of Jesus is essential and the only way?
Right.
Do you still believe that the baptism of the Holy Ghost is for you today? And that when you receive it, you're going to speak in other tongues?
Yes.
As the Bible said?
Amen.
Yes.
When you die, do you desire to spend your eternity in heaven? Or in hell? Have you repented of your sins today? Have you repented of your sins today? If you haven't, would you like to? Would you like to repent? I believe that I'm speaking to a crowd today in the physical here, and maybe some of the time through the internet message ministry there. But right now, if you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name, you need to be baptized.
Yes.
In the precious name of Jesus. If you haven't experienced the evidence of speaking in other tongues for the very first time, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, would you like to? Because you can today. You can today. Would you like to be saved? I want to be saved. And the last question. Do you want to pray? Do you want to pray? I can remember so many times, preacher preaching, just give me a chance to pray. Just give me an opportunity to pray, to talk to God. I've heard the word of the Lord. I've heard the word of the Lord. Now give me an opportunity to do something about it. Give me a chance now to do something about what I've heard. I'll give you that opportunity this morning. I give you that opportunity right now to pray. You know where you're at. You know what you need in your life. And I understand today that for the most part I'm preaching to people that have already been baptized, that have already been filled with the Holy Ghost. But let me challenge you. How long has it been since you really let the Holy Ghost flow through? If it's been a while, let me invite you to a place of prayer that God can rebaptize you, refill you with His Spirit again. Because there's nothing greater than being filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. There's nothing greater than feeling His glory and His power wash over you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Maybe you've been baptized and you've got the Holy Ghost and you just need another time to repent. God, I ain't been walking all the ways that I should be, but I want to make my confessions known to you. I ain't been living right. I ain't been talking right. I haven't been thinking right, God. And I'm asking you to forgive me. Would you wash me? Would you cleanse me again? Would you purge me? Would you help me today? Wash and cleanse me from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my transgressions. Oh God, make me to feel the joy and hope of your salvation again. Touch my mind, touch my spirit. Oh God, touch my spirit today. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. May we find a place to pray. May we find a place to pray and allow the Word of God, allow the Spirit of God to strengthen you. Allow the Spirit of God to touch you and refresh you all over again. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Help us right now, God, in your wonderful name. In your wonderful name, Jesus, help us. May we reach out to you, God. May we reach out to you today. And may you reach back to us and touch us with your glory and touch us with your power. God, help us in the struggles of this life. Oh, help us in the struggles of this life to live for you. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. What a day.